what I know about what Section 108 from the top of my head is that it basically provides that a person who is a minister will lose his position as minister. I think it's in three scenarios. The first one, of course, if the president relieves him of his duties or fires him. The second one is, of course, if that person resigns. And the third one, if that person is a minister who is a member of parliament and he ceases to be a member of parliament, he will then cease being a minister automatically as well. That's what Section 108 is all about. It has absolutely no relevance to a minister who is from outside parliament and is therefore not a member of parliament. If that is what is thought is relevant or is applicable, it certainly is not applicable.
Dr. Magaisa, your take on that particular section?
I have tried, because what we are trying to do here is to try and get into the minds of the government lawyers and to find out what it is that might have informed them if they did advise the president that Professor Moyo should turn down. And I was looking at one of the subsections here. Unlike Professor Moyo, I've got the advantage of the constitution in front of me. So there is a provision which says that if a person who is a minister, but not being a member of parliament, he will vacate office if circumstances arise that would result in his or her seat becoming vacant were he or she a member of parliament. Now, what this requires us to do is to go to the circumstances under which a member of parliament would lose his seat. And these circumstances are provided for under Section 129 of the Constitution. There are quite a number of them which might be applicable. And I was trying to look at them to see which one would apply to this. And the only provisions which remotely, and I'm thinking here in the mind of the government lawyers, what they might have been thinking. There is a provision which says that if a person was holding public office and then accepts public office or becomes a member of parliament, he would have to relinquish public office. Now, I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. You know, the point is that as a minister, he was holding public office.
Professor Ncube, until we get direct word from the government or the president himself of what is going on, it's mere speculation on what is happening here. But in your view, is there something at play in regards to what is going on within ZANU-PF?
Well, I am unable to get into the minds of the ZANU-PF people who might be involved in making whatever decision has been made. We don't even know what decision has been made. All we have are the speculation of analysts and media people. So it's difficult to say. But just going back briefly to what Dr. Magaisa said by the cross-reference to these clauses where a person will lose their seat upon conviction and all of those things which are tabulated in that particular part of the Constitution. If, in fact, as Dr. Magaisa speculates, that might have been the interpretation given to the president, all I can say is that it is absolutely irrational. If that is what they gave the president as advice, then clearly it is irrational, illogical, and thoughtless advice, if, in fact, it was given. So one is still left where they were at the beginning, totally baffled as to what all this drama queening is all about.
Dr. Magaisa, your last word.
There is a lot of drama here. It's unnecessary drama. If indeed the president is using advice that he has been given by his lawyers, whether in his party or in government, the question that I would ask is, this is not something that came out of the blue. They had 3 months to prepare for the by-election. They knew that Professor Moyo would be elected or had a high chance of being elected, they would have prepared for this situation. In other words, there would have been absolutely no need for the drama that we are witnessing.